Danny, somebody on Twitter said, thank you for defending Gabby. And this lady made history, and we're worrying about some hair. We are our own worst enemy. And, you know, when we attack each other, then other people feel like it's okay for them to attack, too. And then we get mad when they attack. But
oh,
we
that
do
is
it.
So true. I'm a parent of a 16-year-old girl that's an athlete. She plays basketball. And the thing with the hair situation is that when they're working out, they're playing hard, and they're doing out there doing their thing, that hair is going to get nappy. It's going to be wet. It's going to be stank. I don't care how much you go to the hairdresser, how much you fix it. It is what it is. But the important thing is she's out there doing her thing, and that's all that matters. Her
that's
hair
right.
Or how she looks shouldn't be what's important.
That's right. You're absolutely
you know,
right.
We got to learn to teach our children that there's other things out there that's more important than your appearance. She's a very good role model to our young children, and that's all that should matter.
She's a class act, too. She acts like a lady.
She really is, and that's what we need to teach some of our young ladies in this day and time. You know, that's what's important.
Danny, somebody on Twitter said, thank you for defending Gabby, and this lady made history, and we're worrying about some hair. We are our own worst enemy. That was from Erica Kimbrough on Twitter. A lot of people in support of her, and you know, when we attack each other, then other people feel like it's okay for them to attack, too, and then we get mad when they attack. But
oh,
we
that
do
is
it.
So true. That's what we don't realize, and that's the thing we've got to teach our children. When we dog each other out, that gives the other man a reason to dog us out.
There it is. Hey, thank you, love.
Thank you. Y'all guys have a good day.
You too.
You too.
Shout out to Quiet Rage 9 on Twitter who said, yo, this ain't the Miss America pageant. It's the Olympics.
And let me say this, too. We really need to check ourselves. Because if you think about how Venus and Serena, we didn't really consider them they didn't consider them. Remember they first started out, how they looked? They had the beads
right.
in their hair.
People said they looked like Africans
exactly.
and all that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They had to transform to be able to be in magazines and other things like that. And I want to take you back 12 years ago. A name we remember, Dominique Dawes. Now, I mean, when I talk about the light skin, dark skin thing, her hair was natural while she competed. Nobody said anything about Dominique Dawes' hair. And the girl got the pins in her hair because it's a deduction if the hair is in your face. So we need to just educate ourselves and know why she's doing what she's doing. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with the way that she looks. It's sometimes our issues with ourselves. We should support this girl wholeheartedly. I get chills. I'm just so proud. I feel like it's a part of me, like my sister.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, shout out to her, man. And I hope more young ladies get into the... Stop the music for a second.
Yep.
I know we got to play a song. Man, please put your kids in gymnastics. Please put your kids in ice skating. Please put your kids in tennis. Please put your kids in golf. That stuff, man, pays for scholarships for your child to go to college. And the best gift you can give to your child is the gift of education. And if you don't have the money to pay tuition for them to go to a nice university, then put them in something that can get them a scholarship like arts, band, trumpet, saxophone, symphonic, strings, ballet, tap. Put them in something positive, mm-hmm. man, because let me say this right here, and I know we got to play this song. You ain't going to be a rapper. You're not going to make it as a rapper. Let's say your chance in becoming the next Drake is 1 in 3 or 4 million. And your chance in going to the NBA or the NFL is probably 1 in 1 million. But your chances of being a doctor, a lawyer, or something like that, or running a radio station, or becoming a business executive is 90% if you put your heart into it.
Yep.
Real talk, folks. Real talk. There it is.